Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us right now from AL.com, my good friend Matt Zinnes. What's going on, Matt?
Man, Rob, when you texted me yesterday, you didn't tell me that I get two of my favorite people this morning. I thought I was just getting you. I didn't realize I was getting the surprise of Jeremy to go along with that.
That's right.
My day just started off on like an awesome note now.
Of course, Matt used to appear on both
Matt,
of our shows.
It's good to hear from you, man.
Back in the day. Matt, you know, listen, man, no one knows Alabama football like you and the SEC in general. So I'm not in love with this group of quarterbacks. I like Lawrence. I like Fields. Then after that, I don't know where to put people. And it seems like all of a sudden, Mac Jones is a name that's climbing up the board. What has he done between his pro day and today to now be such the topic of discussion?
I don't think it's really the pro day to today. I think it's just a product of what he did during the course of the year. And with Mac, the interesting thing with him is he was a kid that arrived at Alabama in need of development. And for him, that actually factored into his decision to go to Alabama during the recruiting process instead of going to place in Kentucky that he was originally committed to and would have been depended on to play earlier, because he realized that he wasn't ready to be an SEC quarterback at that point. And with him, it's a really interesting story because he's just grown significantly and matured both physically. You see a different kid now physically than what you saw a few years ago. And then to go along with that, and I think Jeremy will appreciate this comparison, but when he first got to Alabama, Nick Saban used to compare him to John McEnroe, because if you remember with John McEnroe, the old tennis player, would throw little tantrums and stuff when things weren't going well and wouldn't react in the kind of way that would be ideal in those situations. And you would see some of that same stuff from Mac Jones early on. You've seen less of that during the course of the last couple of years, while at the same time put in a lot of work behind the scenes, really busted his butt, and the rise up the draft boards and him being in a position now where has a legitimate shot to go top five, just more of a product of just what he was able to accomplish and put on tape during the course of 2020 season, that he finished with some historic things stat-wise.
Yeah, talk to me about, because four of the best receivers in college football, they might be the first four receivers taken, depending on how it plays out. Two of them at LSU, two of them at Alabama. Who do you like out of this group, and do you think they all four could, you know, have that potential to have success at the next level?
I like all of them. They all remind me of a guy that I used to see on flag football fields, Jeremy Kahn, running around, and people just couldn't
guard him.
It's kind of the same way with those four SEC receivers. But they all bring something different to the table. I mean, they're all different guys from a skill set standpoint, and I think the four that you're talking about, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, Jamar Chase, Terrace Marshall, I would expect, and actually I'll throw out something that's probably carries even more weight than just my expectation. People in the coaching world around the SEC expect those guys to translate well to the next level. And not only the three that people talk about the most in terms of Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, and Jamar Chase, but Terrace Marshall, the other LSU receiver, is an interesting one to keep an eye on. And if you go and look at his stats from the last couple of years, I mean, really impressive what he was able to accomplish. The numbers dipped a little bit around the midway point of last year as LSU was dealing with some issues quarterback-wise after the guy that started last year for them got hurt. But that's a kid who was extremely productive during the course of the last couple of years and somebody who may not go as early as the other three, but I think whoever gets him will be getting someone who's capable of being highly productive at the next level. And once again, more important, in my opinion, people around the SEC in terms of Coach Hisfield the same kind of way that he could be a really good player at the next level.
Matt Zinnes from AL.com joins us. Matt, I'm going to make a statement. I want you to tell me I'm wrong. Okay, I think Trey Lance and Zach Wilson will be taken ahead of Kyle Trask, and I think Kyle Trask is better than both.
I'm skeptical some way with Kyle Trask, so I think there are some limitations there. And I mean, I'll throw out a comparison that I think you guys you can let me know if you agree with it or not. But the pro quarterback who I've heard compared to Kyle Trask that I like the comparison is Chad Henne. So a guy who was very productive in college, went in the first three rounds of the NFL draft, but just had some limitations there that prevented him from being a top-tier player at the NFL level. If you look at things from a skill set standpoint and go and watch some tape of both of those guys, I think you'll see some things with Chad Henne with Kyle Trask that will remind you of Chad Henne. I look forward to getting your guys' feedback if you agree with me on that one.
Well, he could be Chad Henne. He could be Brad Johnson. I don't know. But I tell you what, I think it's more about me doubting, and Jeremy knows this, it's more about my doubt of Lance and Wilson, Jeremy, than it is about how much I believe in Trask.
Yeah, so Matt was always, and Rob, you know this, Matt was always a guy that I'd bring on and we'd talk draft. I'd have him come in studio and basically get him I'd get him to work for a couple hours for free, which he didn't know, but really helped me through my process, but picking his brain. So talk to me, you touched on these quarterbacks. Where do you stand on Zach Wilson specifically? Because like this feels like Mitchell Trubisky all over again. I that's how I feel. I don't know about you.
For me, I haven't watched it as much of guys outside the SEC as what I've seen with the SEC guys. But, I mean, for me with Zach Wilson, obviously the thing that jumps out immediately is just his capability to make some throws that most human beings aren't capable of making. Some of the concerns, and this is said without having watched him extensively throughout the course of the season, a one-year guy, obviously, which, I mean, you mentioned Trubisky. Obviously, that was the case with him also. But the reason for teams being intrigued, obviously, just from an arm talent standpoint, he's able to do some things that most quarterbacks are not capable of doing. And I'm sure we've all seen at this point the throw that made during his pro day that was just kind of like a wow-type throw. And you see that on a consistent basis with him.
Matt Zinnes, AL.com. Matt, what are you working on right now?
Man, combination of spring ball stuff. Obviously, that's still going on for most schools around the SEC. Spring ball wraps up this weekend for Alabama, Auburn, some other schools around the conference. And then have, obviously, a lot of SEC guys that set to move on to the next level and trying to put together some interesting content that's worth the time of guys like Rob Long and Jeremy Kahn to check out. So trying to come up with some story ideas that put you guys in a position where you're interested in reading my stuff. So
I check it out
Rob,
the time.
Can I ask him one more thing? I'm curious your take on Kyle Pitts. Because is he a generational talent in your mind? Should he be a top 10 pick, a difference maker?
Yeah, absolutely. That kid's an absolute freak. And it's funny because going into last year, something that I did was gathering feedback from coaches around the conference on guys that they felt like had the best pro potential as far as players returning to school. And Kyle Pitts was probably came up more than anybody else among coaches. And I obviously showed this year just what he's capable of doing. I think he's just a tremendous player, mismatch player. But the funny thing with Kyle Pitts is that even people close to him didn't just have him pegged as like this surefire superstar as he was growing up and even when he first got to college. So when he first got to Florida, he was having issues with drops, and they were wondering what the hell was going on and realized that he had issues from an eyesight standpoint and ended up it reminds me of Major League, got him glasses, and all of a sudden, like Ricky Vaughn in Major League was just a different player once he got the eyesight thing taken care of. But Kyle Pitts is essentially the football player version of Spider-Man to a certain degree. So it may sound like a ridiculous comparison, but the great story that got from his whole old tight end coach at Florida, Larry Scott, who's now the head coach at Howard, is that when Kyle Pitts first got to Florida, they did like a freshman party deal where Larry Scott had all of like the young tight ends or young offensive players over at his house. And while they were over there, Kyle Pitts, who's from Pennsylvania, got bitten by some sort of bug that Larry thinks was a spider. Kyle freaked out at that point. It was apparently a really funny scene, especially once they realized that he was okay. But lo and behold, after he got bit by the spider or whatever it was, he became just a different animal out in practice and all, and obviously has progressed into the kind of player he is. So maybe just the football player version of Spider-Man. I don't know.
Never heard that story before. Thank you very much, my man.
I figured you guys would appreciate that.
Hey, Matt, thanks a lot for your time, brother.
Hey, I look forward to coming on and breaking down, more importantly than guys from LSU and Alabama, the Jeremy Kahn flag football skill set at some point. That to me is even more interesting.
You know what?
Than
you know how you break
these guys.
You know how you break down
guys
Jeremy
coming out of the SEC.
You know how you break down Jeremy Kahn's skill set. You break Jeremy Kahn's skill set like this. It's been a while. It's broken down now, man. It's not.
Hey, when I get into the Hall of Fame, Matt's going to introduce me after all this.
There was nobody. I can't remember the field that that league played at, but there was
we played up at up by the Oregon Grill. The Oregon Ridge is where we played. Yeah.
Oh, I know that little 5'7" slot receiver. It wasn't running a 4.4, 4.5 by any means, but people couldn't cover him.
Yeah, Edelman ain't got anything on me. So, anyway, no, sorry.
We got to get out of here. Hey, thanks a lot, my friend.
Got you, guys. Good to
be
here,
buddy.
I'll see you, Matt.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.